when you bring DJs from different shows together? Well, wonder no more. Listen to Active FM Live.
Hello.
What's up? What's up? How are you guys doing? I'm your girl Sandra, aka DJ Peaches. And do not ask why. Peaches, it's just me. And you are?
I am Musa Wenkosi. Go by the Blues Man. Yes, I prefer the Blues Man than Musa Wenkosi. Or just call me Musa, yeah.
Well, I actually didn't know his name was called Musa Wenkosi. I thought his name was called Blues Man because he's always calling himself Blues Man. Like,
you didn't know my name is Musa Wenkosi?
No, I do know that you have a name, Musa, but not like Wenkosi. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I actually prefer Musa Wenkosi than Musa.
Really?
But okay. It's long. I mean, imagine if you shouting me, hey, Musa Wenkosi. Yeah, it's a bit too long. So, yeah, Musa.
Yeah,
the
so
blues,
you prefer.
Man.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm from the my show for all the girls out there, not guys. I'm so sorry, Musa Wenkosi. You cannot listen. But you can listen if you want, like, tips and stuff like that, how to look pretty and things like that. Because I know he likes looking pretty. So looking it's pretty. Called All Things Girl, right? You're on Active FM. And which show are you on?
I'm on a show that's not my show. Yeah, and the Blues Man, we do the mixes for the people who want to study.
Whoa. You're on a show that is not your show.
Yeah. A show that's not my show.
Okay.
I'm in not my show. Yeah, I'm a co-host in not my show with my boy.
Oh, yes.
Luando. Luando, I hope you're watching. Luando, yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay, I'm also gonna shout out to my co-host Tamiya DJ Tim Tams, which by the way has a new nickname, which is called DJ Fluffy or hey. DJ Fluff, Fluffy. Yes, DJ Fluffy. I hope she does not kill me for not saying it right, but it's somewhere along DJ Fluffy or DJ Fluff. So, anyways, our topic today is going to be what guys and girls hate about each other. Interesting, hey. Musa Wenkosi, do you want to start?
Firstly, I'm a more practical than talky kind of guy. So I don't like, hi, how are you? Are you so good? Oh, man, not things like that. Just be yourself, you know, talk like, hi, how are you? If you like to be straightforward, how are you? Are you good? No, okay, that's a bit awkward, but
well,
but,
that's
but not
yeah.
Always, how are you? Just yeah, no man.
So you're basically saying that you had girls that play with their hair while they are talking.
No. The people that force that I can't say people because it's got the girls that force it. So
girls that force conversation.
No, not force conversation. Force like looking good.
What?
I don't know
I
how to explain.
Understand.
Okay. Okay, I'm chilling with my friends. And then we see someone. They're walking fine. Like, walking all fine and that. And the next thing they see us. do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Oh, though? I'm trying to understand. It's like coming. It's
do you
coming.
Do it?
No, I don't.
Then
definitely
why can't you
do.
Understand
I'm it? One of those girls that, like, if I see guys, like, sitting on a, like, on the road and stuff like that, or I'm passing by guys, I'm walking normally, but then when I see them, now I start walking funny, like I'm nervous and stuff like that.
Oh, so now, I've got a question regarding that. Is it true? I see a lot when my sister used to be still be in school, and I used to walk with her to school and that. When you see a bunch of guys, like a whole lot of guys there, and you're walking, is it true that it's the worst thing to go through?
It is the worst thing. What makes it worse, even like when they start whistling or when they're talking to you, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Now, like, you're making everything worse. Now you can't even walk. You even, like, almost fall. Because now you don't know what to do. You're just nervous and stuff like that. So, yeah, it is kind of true.
Okay, now my sister used to lie, put on earphones, but she doesn't have a phone. She just asked me to borrow her earphone. And she used to put it on so the guys, when she's calling, she's ignoring, but to them, she's listening to music, but she's listening to nothing. She's just ignoring.
But then you can still hear them. Do you know what's the worst? Like when they call you and then you ignore them, like you just walk by and then they start teasing you. I'm like, oh, you think you're beautiful? You don't even be.
I've actually seen that before.
And then I'm like to myself, I didn't even do anything to you.
Now there was a time. I think I went to get my laptop or something. I don't know. I was coming back. I was walking with a friend of mine. Now we're walking back home And then at the corner there, there's this bunch of, well, there wasn't a lot of them. There's like three guys only. Then there was a girl who walked past. They start calling, hey, CD, beautiful, how are you? Hey, how are you? My size and all these things. But now when she ignores, how are you? You ugly anyway.
Exactly, why?
Didn't she now know what?
Can you please explain this on behalf of the guys? Why do you guys do that?
Hey, I don't know, but let me try.
Okay, try and explain it.
If I was in their shoes and I had to do something like that, but now it's me, I don't know about the other guys. But probably I'd feel embarrassed because I'm with my friends, you know? Like, oh, man. You know,
she wasn't that pretty anyway. I feel like you guys have more confidence when you are around your friends.
That's very true.
And then, yeah, so you guys just attack. When you're alone, you just
But you know what I found? What I found is that guys... sometimes because you're with friends, you go for someone that you don't really like, but your friends think they're pretty. That person
Hate that. Do you know what these guys do?
No. Hey, yeah. Why are you pointing
they're
me?
They're like, because you're a guy.
No, that's it.
They're like, either like bets on each other, like, yo, I'll give you 50 rand if you get this girl.
Nah, that's not true.
He's lying.
That's not true.
He's lying. Can I tell
you what guys do that. We don't bet with money. No, you think that's what we do.
He says they don't bet with money. They bet with something.
No, we don't bet at all. Let me explain. What we actually do is, it's like everyone wants to be an alpha male. So in your group of friends, you can't go for that girl. I'll show you how it's done. You know, it's in that kind of aspect. It's not like I'm gonna get something for doing that. Then when you actually got,
you obviously thinking, gonna your friends are obviously gonna be like, oh, dude, you're the man and stuff like that. Yo, you're so cool.
Yeah, it's fun when they're around. Like when it's just you and that girl, you won't talk. Eh? Okay, it depends.
So exactly, why do you do it then?
I don't.
He just said they
Oh, you mean guys?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now I think it's a thing of showing off. Yeah, I had a friend in high school that used to like doing that a lot. It's a thing of like, you know what, you can't get any girl. I can get any girl I want. I'm the man. I mean, that's how they measure their manness. I think
so what about the girl who like, let's say you guys bet or do or say anything that you guys say to each other, and then the girl falls for you, and then you guys are just playing. It's just
you
like
see,
a bet.
That's when it gets complicated, because that's when girls' hearts get broken. Because us guys, in fact, I'm a guy. I'm
yes, continue to say us guys.
So, yes, us guys. Hey, guys, I'm taking the flag for you guys. Hey, come on. Come on. Yeah, but us guys, what we actually, like, we don't think. We just do. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm speaking by experience. I had to train myself to before I do something, I'm thinking of, am I right by saying you girls don't think of now? You think of what will happen in the future with this certain person. Or you think of now?
Well, speaking for myself, I think of both now and for the future.
You and, yes, and the girls.
I don't want to get beaten up after this. Like,
I'm probably going to get beaten up after this. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You see, but that's the problem. Us guys, naturally, we don't think about the future with the person. We normally think about, yo, I'm gonna be with this. Yeah, this chick is hot. I don't usually say chick. I like to say darling. So I'm like, oh, this darling is hot. This one's hot. But we don't think of, is this person right for like future wise kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
Things. You see, well, so that's where the heartbreak and that normally comes, because in the relationship, trust me, a guy knows. If I can tell you one thing, guys, you can back me up. A guy knows. When I say a guy knows, he knows whether he wants to last with you or not. Trust me, he knows. Trust
you
me,
just
he
revealed
knows,
like
knows,
the secret. It's like a guy code.
Yeah, no, now we know. We don't have codes, man. The only code we have is in programming. But anyways, we know whether we want to last. But what keeps us in a relationship where we think we're not going to last in? Because we already see stuff. We already see now. What keeps us in there is because, okay, now I'm speaking by my experience now.
Okay.
What kept me in relationships where I knew that I wasn't going to last in is because I was scared if I leave her, she's going to like cut herself or something. I don't know if the chick is psycho or something. I don't know, you know?
Yeah,
so,
that's
so
the
I was
thing as
preventing
well.
Heartbreak, but at the same time, me being in that relationship even longer is causing a worse heartbreak, you know? Me even going there knowing that, you know? Yeah, so. Yeah.
So you're staying because you're scared of what she might do to herself, not because you love the person. Can you see how these people are deceivers?
Okay, wait. Like wait a minute. You see, you're getting it another way.
No, what? You guys are like, you think this whole thing is like a game. And
no, that's where you're wrong. We don't think it's a game. The problem is the guys that want to do it to show off, kind of do it as self-satisfying, whatever that word is. So yeah, okay. Whatever. But yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of want to lift themselves up. You'll find guys that normally cheat a lot and get into relationships that they know they won't last. You'll find that they're probably broken. What happened with me is, yes, that was the first relationship I was in. I know the girl's name and surname. Even to this day, even second name, I know.
Whoa.
So I got in there, I was having fun. Everything was fine. I mean, you're a little child. I think 12, 13. You don't know anything, you know.
Wait, you started dating when you were 13?
Yeah, but anyways, that doesn't matter now because I...
Wait. 13.
Okay, this is what happened.
When I was 13, I was walking around barefoot. I didn't care. I probably didn't even bath for 3 days.
Yeah.
And you were dating. Yes, you guys know.
Now, why are you making me feel like I'm a... Yeah.
Okay, sorry, continue. Sorry.
I'm crying in front of the people. Yes, so then it was Valentine's Day. So now, I put a whole lot of chocolates, all over hearts, anything, everything. And I didn't even get myself to get that girl as a Valentine. What happened was I won a competition in primary school. I was Mr. Valentine, so I was the Mr. Big Stuff, you know. I was walking around like, I'm Mr. Valentine. Walking around, hey, my chest was there, you know. Yeah, and then my friend, his name was, hey man, if you're watching, I hope you're watching. I haven't seen him in like 12, 13 years. No, a bit less. Yo,
so then he's not your friend. Old,
yeah. Yeah. So his name was Brian. He went to that girl, says, Emmanuel, that's my other name. He said, Emmanuel wants to be your Valentine.
Oh, and so then, he was your wingman?
Yeah, we were kind of close. We fought together. We did everything together. We ran together. I mean, we used to like running the sport. Yeah, and then, so what basically happened was he got me into this whole Valentine's kind of thing. And it was like a surprise to me, but I was surprising him also. So surprising each other, but not knowing. I'm getting someone for him, he's getting someone. We didn't even plan it. And then Valentine's Day comes, he tells me, yo, bro, I've got this chick for you, what. I'm like, hey, I also got a chick for you. Then we, you know, now we're feeling like, hey, this guy knows me. Now he's my friend. Now we shake hands, he's excited and all that. And then, the chick asked me out. And then, I didn't think about it. I just said, yeah. And then, she was a beautiful girl, and it was gonna, you know, the whole school, yo, Mr. Valentine, the hot chick, you know. So yeah, I was with that girl, and then it carried on. Then I found out she was dating like 3 other guys. And I was afraid because I was a very shy kid. I never used to be around people a lot.
Yeah,
so I used to be very. So I'm afraid to break up with a girl, though. I'm afraid to go to her and say, you're kind of like playing with me and all of that. No, I didn't think of that. I was just, it's fine. It's fine the whole time. It's fine. But now saying it's fine the whole time is making things worse because I see her with the guy and then she tells me, it's just a close friend, you know, close friend.
Ooh.
So and I knew. But that was causing a deeper wound. And what happened ended. That, you know how that relationship ended? I moved to this side. And then she texts me saying that since you fall, I can't see you and all of those things. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then, my second relationship, I got in with the mentality of, you know what, girls break hearts.
Really?
Yeah, I don't trust girls. Yeah, that was my thought.
That's what we also think as girls. We're like, oh, guys are like heartbreakers. They don't play. They just want to break your heart and stuff like that.
I actually think we all think the same. The problem is girls shed out as we keep it to ourselves, you know. We just get into a relationship because we're thinking it's going to fill that empty thing. But it's getting worse the whole time because now you don't trust this girl because of that. And you rushed into this relationship without getting over that one. So us, we're thinking everything's all fine. We're acting everything's all fine. But deep down inside, we know. We sleep alone at night. They were thinking in our thoughts. Like, yo, my life is a mess. But next day, are you good? Oh, I'm awesome, man. Do you see that chick I have? Do you see? But at night... What have I done?
But then why don't you guys like express your feelings and stuff like that? What is wrong with you crying in public? Oh, bro, you know, this girl broke my heart, bro. You know, this
you know,
is what happened.
For me, I could do that. I could do that. But before, I could do that. Just cry anywhere I go. And then I met a friend of mine, which happens to be behind the camera. And always when I wanted to share emotion, he used to tell me, you're a man.
Was he one of those when you try him like, you're a bra, you know, my heart is broken, you want to cry, and then he slaps you?
No, I don't tell him that. Yeah. But he can see. Then he tells me, nah, bro, don't be stupid. What?
Really?
Yeah, but he told me how to
But that is not fair, because as a person, you need to express, you know, like how you feel and stuff like that. No, bro, that is not healthy.
No. Don't call me bro. Sir.
Seriously, like, guys.
Dr. Ngwenya.
Wow. Now he's calling himself Dr. Ngwenya. But anyways, awesome. Back to the topic. Okay. Well, what I hate about guys, not really hate, but dislike, guys who take selfies. Like, which guy takes a selfie pouting? But anyways, after 2 minutes, they take a selfie and then they post it on Instagram, they post it on their status on WhatsApp, they post it on Facebook and stuff like that. And then the caption will be like, oh, look at me, or look how hot I am, or look what the cat dragged in. Like, what are you thinking? Have you ever done that? It's like, so I think when a guy does that, I personally think that they are pompous. They like think that they are better than anyone else. Like, what do you think of guys who do that? Well, you're a guy, and yeah, just like, if you
so what
is
do
it
I think
normal
of guys
for the guy
to take selfies?
Yeah, he does. He think
it
that
actually depends, yeah, because even you find with girls, some girls like pictures, some girls don't, you see. So some guys like
99% of
me,
girls like
me
pictures.
Recently, yo, I've been taking a lot of pictures. But me, 2017, 2016, I never used to like pictures of myself. I used to love looking at stars and that. That's what I used to like. And guitars, obviously.
So,
but pictures of myself. Now, yes, I do take. Nah,
so like, now it's a normal years. Thing. It's a like it's a norm for you to just take a selfie and then post it. Like, oh, what's
no,
up,
no,
guys?
No. You see, that's not. You see, when I'm taking pictures, that's when I don't. When I use my phone, it means the camera is unavailable. But normally what we do, when my friends and I, we just say, ah, come on, man, let's have a photo shoot Saturday, or you know, at this photo shoot day. We have a day on the calendar, photo shoot day, where we go out, we dress our best, and then y'all go, yeah, you know, photo shoot day.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I guess it's normal for guys to take selfies. Well, most of the girls hate it when a guy, like, you can't date selfies. A guy who takes selfies, and
but
you're also taking selfies. They're competing. Like,
you know, I say that. I saw a post once on Instagram. It was this other girl. I don't know. But I happened to follow her, and she posted that guys who take selfies are the best. Guys who love pictures are the best. They want to take pictures with bae, you know?
No, that she must like fall in the 1%, because 99% of the girls like hate guys who take selfies and like just post, and like they post their muscles and
like, see, what
are you doing?
Like,
what are you doing? No,
what muscle am I posting if I'm gonna flex? I'm gonna post. You're gonna see like a skeleton on bones here.
What else do you hate? What girls do?
Well, there's not much I hate. One thing I dislike is, okay, I don't know about you, but imagine you in a relationship now, and your boyfriend is friends with girls.
Well, it depends how close they are with a girl.
Like best friend wise.
I'm okay with that, because
really? Doesn't that make you feel insecure in a way?
No, it doesn't. As long as I know my place, like where if
something's wrong with you.
Listen, let me explain. Well, as long as he doesn't like go to her every time, or he doesn't choose her over me. So the girl has to know her place. She mustn't just come, like, whenever we're hanging out and stuff like that, she mustn't just, like, come to us and, like, hang out and be like, oh, what's up, bro, and start punching him and things like that. But as long as she doesn't do things like that, I'm okay with them being best friends, sharing secrets and stuff like that. And trust me, I'm not...
No. Okay, wait. What makes you think a guy can be friends with a girl? Do you know what guys think?
Well, in my mind, I hope that they are like...
No, sometimes it's
good
genuine.
Guys out there that are like... You know, I personally, I would love a guy best friend that like would hang out, share secrets and stuff like that. And there's no...
Secrets, you see there, that's when
feelings
I'm like,
and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, bro, so my day went like this, this and this and this and this, blah, 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 this and this guy, the blah, blah. And you'd be like, oh, stay away from this guy because, you know, guys, this, blah, blah, blah. And stuff like that. I would like that.
How do you
but
know he's
obviously,
telling you to stay away from that guy because he wants to go to you? How do you know? Let me share my experiences of being close friends with the girl. Now, I had it 3 times only in my life. The first time, I caught feelings. The second time, she caught feelings. The third time, she caught feelings at my school. And it wasn't a, you know, like, it was... You can.
But then you can control your feelings, I think. Because okay, I'm speaking rubbish. But anyways, like you can my point is you can become friends with
be a friend, but a close friend. Do you really want to put yourself in that? I'd feel hectic, insecure. If my girlfriend is friends with a whole lot of guys, like, what the heck is going on here?
I don't see any problem. Like, it's...
Are you heartbroken?
No.
Like, to a point where you're like, I give up. If he's friends with girls, I give up. I, you know?
No, obviously, like, I would have to hang out with the girls sometime just to find out if the girls like him or not.
Insecurity, you see what I mean?
No, it's not. It's not insecurity. It's just, you know, like... getting to know the guy's friends. Like, you know how us girls, when you dating and then you introduce your girlfriend to your friends,
yep.
The same thing I want him to do.
I actually don't
do
that.
He must introduce, what?
I would do that to my close friend, my two close friends. I wouldn't introduce, hey, guys are strikers. Let me tell you the term meaning striker. So in soccer, you get a striker. And when you get a striker, what does a striker do? What's the purpose of a striker in a football match?
I actually don't know. I don't know. He strikes.
I'm sure you know that he shoots. He needs to score. So, me and my friends came up with a slang word saying some guys are strikers. Meaning, they're not holding themselves. They're not defenders. Where, you know, you have to be back. You respect, you know, until something comes to you. That's when you do something. These strikers, they see something, they see the ball, and then they immediately, they mind, I need to score. Immediately, they don't care whether this, they want to score.
When you say that, there's this, a meme came into my head where...
Are you with your memes, eh?
So it goes, when you introduce your girl to your friends, then your friend suddenly becomes Trevor Noah. He starts making jokes and stuff. Just to make the girl laugh. It's so funny. But anyway.
Okay, so what do you like in a guy? Like your ideal relationship, what do you see?
Well, he has to be very friendly and very funny. He has to make jokes because I like laughing. So
yeah, what's your laugh?
So yeah, and he has to be he has to be very kind, he has to be very caring. You know, there's some guys out there that are just, you know.
To talk like this too.
Yeah, you know, like there are guys out there that are not gentle. You know, they just push you and stuff like that. If they want to get in a car or they don't even open the door for you, I'm like, do you?
So you like the old school kind of.
Yeah, I like, he has to be kind. Like, he has to be not just to me. There are guys that are kind to their girlfriends, and then, like, when they see other girls, yeah, they're like.
True.
The truth.
I'm going through.
Exactly. Like, what are you doing? So he has to be kind to, you know, not just to me, but every girl out there and stuff like that. And yeah. There's this thing that what other people say. They say you have to, if you want to see a guy who's kind, you must look at the way he treats his mom or his sister and stuff like that. So
a guy would always treat the mom and sister with. Well,
some guys don't. Some
not
guys
sister,
don't. Trust me. Some guys treat their moms like, really? I don't know. Yeah, it's hectic.
I've never seen that because normally when something's said about a guy's mom, it goes psycho. He wants to fight and everything.
But I don't want also a guy who's like this to his mom because, you know, mommy's boys, they call them that. They, everything the wife does wrong, he goes to the mom, and then the mom's gonna like calling, oh, what are you doing to my son? This and this and this. Or like this, this other series I was watching. So the guy's mom was getting back to together with the father, and he had a problem with that. You are so close to his mom. And then he's like, to his wife, he was speaking to his wife, he's like, yo, I feel like I'm losing the best woman in my life. And he's saying that to his wife. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
So hey, that's a tricky situation.
Exactly.
That's a tricky
so you shouldn't have to choose between your mom and your wife, though. So you have to be like in between, which is kind of complicated because your mom and your wife are not really gonna get along, if you know what I mean.
I'm a granny's boy, and I'm a proud granny's boy.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the problem. So she cannot change that because it's
never. I respect my girlfriend or wife. But my granny.
Okay, yes. what if you get to the point of like looking for an example. Okay, let's say you have to choose between your wife and your granny. You married an old like wife, she's your wife.
That'll never happen.
Trust me, it's gonna happen at some point. Let's say your wife and your granny are fighting.
My wife will also have the same respect I have for my granny. You understand what I'm saying? So how I treat my gran, my wife will treat my gran. Because of that sense of respect.
Well, I okay.
So if there's something wrong with my gran and I have to, my wife is saying, nah, I need you to take the kids. Take the kids in the car or go straight to my gran with the kids. I will go to school a bit like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I actually think it depends with your, like, with your mom or your granny, with like how they see the your wife.
Oh, yeah.
Do they see her as a threat and stuff like that?
If they see her as a threat, you shouldn't be with her. I promise you.
But
your
what
parents
if,
know you best.
No,
trust
no, no,
me,
no,
your
no.
Parents know you best.
But then what if, you know, there are those parents that are just overprotective, like over you for nothing. They just want you for themselves. So what if you, like, you really love the person and then your granny be like, no, she's not the one.
How many times did you really love your ex?
What?
You see, my point exactly. I promise you, parents know. Some of them, I don't know. I wouldn't speak by experience, but speaking by what I see, trust me, parents know. And what the things I hear, yeah, parents know.
Yeah, yeah, you are right on that one. But then, like, no, I'm sure you're not one of those, if your parents are, just dump this girl, she's not the one. And then you're like, okay.
Oh.
You definitely know. So exactly what I'm saying, exactly my point.
Yeah, dude, if my grand says that, obviously it's not easy to break up with someone. But
so basically, you're going to choose the girl.
No. What I'm trying to say is it's not easy, but some things, let me switch the story a bit. The thing you want the most, something that's good for you, is it easy to get? The thing that's good for you.
Some things are very easy to get. Some things, not like all of them.
Some things like sweets, if you want sweets. Now I'm talking about real things. Like, let's say you want a qualification. Is it easy to get a qualification or you study hard?
No, it's not easy. Obviously, you have to.
So some things, they're good for you, but they're not easy. Same example, like with the sweet.
Yeah.
The sweet is not good for your body.
Yeah.
But it's nice and it's easy to get. Castor oil, on the other hand, is good for your body, but it's not something you want. It's you know, the things you're not choosing, the things you don't want, the things you yourself naturally, not spirit and don't act all spiritual, the things yourself, your humankind, the things you don't want. You find that those are the things that are actually good for you. Like, who wants to be good nowadays? If you look at the area we stay at, who wants to be good?
Yeah.
Everyone is walking. I don't know what. Yeah. Everyone wants to be a gangster.
Yes,
everyone wants to do
yeah.
certain things. Because to them, it's you get that, you get this, you get that. But who wants to go to school and study? It's good for you, but who wants to do
there
it?
There are some people that are like,
yeah, no
focus,
that
obviously,
like to
yeah.
study.
Yeah. But anyways, unfortunately, we have come to the end of this awesome show. You can catch us on our Instagram page, which is at ActiveFM777, number of heaven. And you can also catch us on Twitter at ActiveFM and Facebook, ActiveFM. That is right. Everything is just ActiveFM. Because it's Active FM. And you can also catch other shows on Active FM at www.activefm.co.za. You can catch The Political Show, you can catch The Mode, and you can also catch The Movie Show. The Movie Show is very nice. And you can also catch The Shade? The Shade Show. That show is awesome. And yeah, so much more. Do not miss out. So go right there to www.activefm.co.za. Peace out and God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I need you now, still gonna need you later.
Yeah, yeah.
Later.
I need a life to survive. Needed all the things only God can provide. I try to do it, but I take it with a pride. Don't got no car, but God be my driver. Oh, yeah. I need a life to survive. Needed all the things only God can provide. I try to do it, but I take it with a pride. Don't got no car, but God be my driver. Oh, yeah.
It's just a bombard me. Yeah, this kind of loving is so fantastic. Me, I no go if you no go send me. Me, I no go move if you no talk. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So help me today. Jam me, I'm on. Jam me, I'm on. So help me today. Jam me, I'm on. Jam me, I'm on. Me need you now, stick, I need you later. Me like the way you show when it be my matter. And now you, I go call, you go be my helper. Understand me, need you now, stick, I need you later. Yeah, yeah.
Jaja number one, yeah. Nobody fit contest you the one, yeah. Jaja me surrender, hold me life to you every day. I'm the branch of the vine, yeah. Nobody do pass you, nobody do pass you, oh, yeah. Nobody fit try you, nobody fit try you.
Oh. It's just a bombard me, Jah this kind of loving is so fantastic. Me I no go go if you no go send me. Me I no go move if you no talk. Oh yeah yeah yeah. So help me today, Jah me I'm on. Jah me I'm on. So help me today, Jah me I'm on. Jah me I'm on. Me need you now, stick I need you later. Me like the way you show when it be my matter. And now you I go call you. Understand me, need you now, stick, I need you later. Yeah,
need you later. Me gon' need you now, me gon' need you later. Need you later. Me gon' need you now, me gon' need you later. Yeah, yeah. Hey, mi amigo, even if you ain't from Puerto Rico, things may be slow like Despacito, but God is gonna come true, his blessings.
So help me today, Jah me amor, Jah me amor. So help me today. Me like the way you show when it be my matter. And now you I go call, you go be my helper. Understand me, need you now, stick, I need you later.
It's just a bombard me. Jah this kind of loving is so fantastic. Me I no go go if you no go send me. Me I no go move if you no talk. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.